Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, August 12th. You'll be interested to know. 65 years ago today, in 1960, the United States launched Echo One, the first passive communication satellite from Cape Canaveral, Florida. This pioneering achievement marked a significant milestone in space exploration and telecommunications, paving the way for the development of modern satellite communications and global connectivity. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 73 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:47, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:48. It looks like we're in for a sunny Tuesday, with temperatures climbing to around 94, accompanied by a light southwest breeze. Tonight, we can expect mostly clear skies, a low of 72, and those gentle winds continuing. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 8, with a high tide at 2:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny weather on Wednesday, with a high near 93. A slight chance of rain and thunderstorms is possible. Wednesday night brings a chance of showers with a low around 73. On Thursday, look for a chance of rain showers and partly sunny skies with a high near 90. Thursday night offers a chance of rain before 11 p.m. with a low around 69. Friday will be sunny and cooler with a high near 83. And Friday night will be mostly clear with a low around 64. Saturday continues the sunshine with a high near 85, and Saturday night remains mostly clear with a low around 69. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict, or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a heartfelt farewell, GP Licks has announced the closure of its One Brigham Circle location in Mission Hill after 20 years of service. The closure, effective June 25th, follows the end of the lease. The chain expressed its gratitude, stating, "We are deeply grateful for the many memories and the loyal customers who have supported us throughout the years." Founded in 1981 in Jamaica Plain, GP Licks operates 16 locations across Greater Boston, creating all ice cream and ice cream cakes in-house. The chain has received over 300 awards, including a Best of Boston Award in 2021. Now on to sports. The first Associated Press poll of the 2025 college football season has been released, with Texas, Penn State, and Ohio State leading the rankings. Texas kicks off the season at number one, facing a significant challenge against third-ranked Ohio State on August 30th. The Southeastern Conference boasts 10 teams in the top 25, the most ever by one conference. Notable statistics include Texas' 26 turnovers last season and Penn State's impressive 3,237 rushing yards. As the season begins, excitement builds around these powerhouse teams and their upcoming matchups. In local sports, last night at Daikin Park in Houston, the Red Sox lost to the Astros 7-6. Garcia took the loss after giving up 5 runs in 4 innings. Roman Anthony powered the Sox with a 3-run homer, part of Boston's 10 hits and no errors. both teams left four runners on base. The Sox dropped to 65 and 55 for the season as the series continues. Tonight, the Red Sox face the Astros in Houston for Game 2 of this three-game series. Dustin May is 6-8 with a 4.93 earned run average, while Spencer Arrieta is 1-2 with a 7.43. First pitch is at 8:10. In top news, in a bold move, President Trump has deployed National Guard troops to Washington, D.C., placing the city's police department under federal control. At a recent news conference, Trump declared, "This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back." He dispatched approximately 800 National Guard troops and indicated he may involve active duty military personnel if necessary. Local leaders, including Mayor Muriel Bowser, criticized the decision as unsettling and unprecedented. The president's actions are intended to address rising crime rates, with a focus on ensuring safety for all citizens in the capital. In business news, some debts are not worth paying back, especially when it comes to zombie debt. This type of old debt is often uncollectible after a certain period, but collection agencies may try to intimidate individuals into restarting payment timelines. Under the federal Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, once the legal deadline passes, the debt becomes time-barred, meaning collectors cannot sue. However, old debts can resurface after inactivity. It is crucial to regularly review credit reports, know your rights, and ask for proof of the debt. Remember, taking action could inadvertently restart the collection clock. Stay informed and protect yourself. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2% to $119,000. Ethereum is down 1% to just under $4,300. And XRP is down 3% to $3.16. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Futurists predict that humans could live for 1,000 years by the year 2050, ushering in the era of practical immortality. While advancements in artificial intelligence, robotics, and digital consciousness transfer spark hope, some experts caution that societal and economic hurdles may hinder access. Visionaries like Ray Kurzweil and Ian Pearson anticipate breakthroughs that will extend life significantly, projecting a merger of humans and machines by 2045. However, critics argue that the promise of technology comes with challenges, including potential inequalities. As we approach these possibilities, questions about motivation and societal impact remain ever relevant. And in entertainment news, this week, the Perseid meteor shower, hailed by NASA as the best meteor shower of the year, will light up our skies. The peak viewing nights are August 12th and 13th, although a full moon may obscure some of the meteors. The Perseids, which originate from the constellation Perseus, can produce up to 100 meteors per hour at their height. Rescued in the Northern Hemisphere during the pre-dawn hours, stargazers are encouraged to find dark areas, lie back, and be patient. Enjoy this dazzling display of fireballs and bright trails of light. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, Our quote comes from the American science fiction writer Isaac Asimov. And he said, "The saddest aspect of life right now is that science gathers knowledge faster than society gathers wisdom." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.